Whenever I hear the words film, slum, Kolkata, my heart sinks a little. Whether it's an Oscar-winning documentary or a feature film, it always feels a little queasy, the poor as the object of pity. So I'm not surprised to hear that Omlan Ganguly, who works with children in the slums of Kolkata, wasn't that enthused when two filmmakers from Stanford called him.
And they called me up and I just hung up. Because before that, there was another big agency who called me and they were all tried to showcase the same poverty, the same age-old thing that, you know, going to their houses, seeing them. What's the point?
It's a good thing Nicole Noonham and Maren Granger Monson persisted. Otherwise, the revolutionary optimists, their documentary that's airing on public television next week, would never have gotten made. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Ganguly says the filmmakers were surprised he wanted to showcase the optimism inside some of Kolkata's bleakest neighborhoods.
Mostly, you know, the non-profits, they want that, you know, to showcase the poverty so that they can squeeze funds from outside.
As you can tell, Omlan Ganguly isn't exactly your typical social worker, even though he has been running his organization Prayasam for nearly 20 years. His resume bears out how unusual he is.
Mainly, I was very creative. It's not a typical boyish kind of a thing. I used to dance. And I'd never been to art school, but I'm a painter and I'm a fashion designer.
Not exactly the kind of guy you'd think of as working in rough, hardscrabble neighborhoods.
When I started, initially, they were very, very skeptical about me. Why an adult coming from a fairly, wealthy background? What is his interest in our locality? Why is he always with our children?
And a man who talks about being sexually abused, a man who likes to dance.
Some of the parents, they were very, very apprehensive that, you know, I'm not going to let my son go to your center because I don't want my son to dance.
Others didn't want their daughters to do it either.
Because she dances, she won't get a good husband.
Prayasam is not a dance school. It just uses art to empower the children to demand change, whether it's water supply in their neighborhood or going around the streets with megaphones telling the neighbors about the polio vaccine. What you might not realize seeing this film is this is happening in a country which doesn't take children very seriously.
In Indian context, you will see either the adults are patronizing the children or they were very rude. Nothing in between.
Even Ganguly admits he started working with children because the adults dismissed him.
I also wanted to work with the adults, but the adults said that we don't have any time for you because all these ideas that we will change our own lives and all that, it won't happen. So you better go. And as luck would have it, then their children, they said, can you work with us?
And this story unfolds in neighborhoods where the people who work in our homes come from. We see these neighborhoods with open drains, these brick kilns every day, but we don't really look at them. Ganguly says even some of his best intentioned volunteers just don't get it. We'll ask a middle class child what grade she's in, but take a child from the slums who's doing very well in school.
Some of my volunteers coming from very rich family, though I orient them, reorient them time and again, but sometimes they ask such stupid questions like, are you continuing your studies? You won't ask this question to a mainstream guy. These are the very, very, you know, little things, but this pricks, this hurts.
The children in the film, Shikha, Salim, Kajal, are amazing, plucky against all odds. But this isn't a story about poverty in Kolkata. Poverty has its own geography.
The poverty lies in your head. If you can, you know, eradicate that poverty, you can change this world.
Now some of these children are traveling the world to tell UNESCO officials and Melinda Gates how they made change.
When in front of Melinda Gates, they started, you know, the way they sat, the way they, the body language speaks it all. And I was moved to tears. I said, this is the global citizen I want to make. Just give them a little bit of opportunity and they can change the world.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.